Not that cricket. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Clubhouse End Podcast. My name is Larry Kwederai and I've got a bunch of things to go through. Oh, just to give you all the background of this podcast is that I realized that there was very little content on Zimbabwean cricket. So I decided get into the zeitgeist, get conversations happening, inspired by a lot of work that is going on out there. Guys like Adam Collins and a bunch of other people were creating amazing content. So I'm just joining in the bandwagon so that we can get you closer to the game. The first episode is going to be much of a monologue from me, just giving you news and just updates of what's been happening in cricket, from the Logan Cup to women's cricket that's taking place, as well as news of a new appointment. Not a new appointment, but really. An appointment that was always there, just getting his job back. It's just news. It's not been confirmed by Zimbabwe Cricket. And that's the story I'm going to start with. Lal Chand Rajput, the coach of Zimbabwe, seems to have gotten his job back. I mean, there was speculation before that he might lose his job, but I just didn't think that was going to happen. I think Zimbabwe Cricket are quite happy with the direction it's going. I mean, the argument for him would be that, you know, for a lot of the time he didn't get to play consistent cricket. A lot of the cricket that was played with starts and stops, whether it was COVID-19, whether it was the ICC, I wouldn't want to call it ban, it never got to a ban, but became a suspension, and all the other stupid upheavals that we've had since he came through in 2018. Do I think that the results would be better? 100%. But also now, with Zimbabwe going the direction of saying, okay, we're going to build a youthful team. That seems to be the thing that's happening right now. This is not to say that I don't like the term senior players. And I agree with when Michael Holding, the West Indies guy, refers to it as the so-called senior players. Because I think the moment you play for Zimbabwe, you are already a senior player at senior level, because there's Zimbabwe A, there is under 19 team and so forth. So every time I hear this term senior players, it grinds me, because I'm like, yeah, well, do people get special, brownie points? Look, there's nothing to say that we don't respect the work that some people have done over 15 years, 10 years, whatever the case may be. But the moment you have, you know, areas in which people are just kind of like, yeah, you know, they're special, whatever the case may be, it really, you know, sometimes messes with the unity of the team. And, you know, seniority, I get that from school, but I mean, when we're now into international players, sometimes the oldest players don't have the best leadership qualities. And we saw it with Graham Smith in South Africa, that he was a young man and he came into the team, and if you're going to go by that, he was already the senior player. The moment he came in, he was appointed as a captain. So I'd rather go by leadership qualities that people have rather than the so-called senior players. I don't know what you think. Get in touch with me on Twitter at Kwederai, or you can get in touch with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Kwederai. And let's have a wangle about it and see what you think. So that's when Rajput, as I said, is getting a contract that will go until 2023. Zimbabwe Cricket have not confirmed it, but Rajput himself has been was quoted in the media, in the Sunday Mail no less, as saying, "I'm happy to have my contract extended until the 2023 World Cup. I still have unfinished business with the national team since we had started the rebuilding exercise, and I'm thankful to the ZC board for giving me an opportunity to finish what I started. I am happy with the confidence of the ZC has shown me. It gives me a sense of belonging to the team, and I will do my best to make the team one of the best. My main objective now is for us, that is Zimbabwe, to qualify for the 2022 T20 World Cup and the 2023 World Cup, and I believe with the work that we have done so far and the team we are assembling, we can achieve our objectives." So he's also talking about how he feels a bit upset about the fact that we're watching it from the sideline. Remember, we couldn't go to the World Cup because we were under suspension when the qualifiers were being played. So we're having to watch the likes of Oman and Scotland and all those people play at that level. To be fair, I think guys like Ireland have been playing a lot more T20 than us. So I think in that format, they have a better understanding of it at the moment. But I don't think it'll take long for us to catch up with them. Primarily, as I said, since we're going for this policy where we're going to develop a new style of play. I still think, of course, that the guys who are older in the team still have a place. I think if guys get runs, they should get into the team. Like, for example, a guy who's consistent with taking runs, making runs, is Craig Irvine. So, and he did well captaining the T20 side, and his average is okay. It's not barnstorming, but he was the highest run maker last season in the domestic season. So what are you going to do about that? And then also, if you look at it, in still speaking of Sean Williams, is one of the guys who really pushes the team and gets them working hard and so forth. There are other arguments. I mean, Regis Chakava is coming into his own. I feel I think we missed a trick with Regis Chakava, because I think we always treated him like a player who only plays long form cricket and can't play any other form of cricket. And we're now in a position where we're like, yeah, well, we could have used this guy because he's playing with such audacity, because somebody's gone and whispered in his ear that you can play any form of cricket that you want. And he's looking like a mainstay, like the guy who should have been playing, the guy we've been looking for a while. And with there being with the retirement of a couple of players, but in this instance, Brendan Taylor, but to be specific, there are a couple of openings there. So, you know, Reggie is having to float. He's like the floater in the team at the moment. But yeah, I see PJ Moore is back in the country playing for Mountaineers. Maybe if he gets some runs, he might get a look in the team. But it's looking like it's going to be a big competition. I'll tell you why in just a bit. I think there's Roy Kaya, but Roy Kaya is... I don't know why he doesn't do it at international, though. It's kind of like that Tennis and Maruma and also Richmond Tumbami situation, where they make great runs in the domestic scene, but when it goes to the international scene, they just can't get any runs going. So it's kind of confusing. And speaking of the domestic scene, having finished, what a great segue, by the way.
Bringing you conversation.
Let's talk about domestic is season. So far, Rhinos and Alliance Health Eagles. Congratulations to Eagles, by the way, for getting that sponsorship. They're the two teams that have played three matches. Eagles have won two, and then they lost the third one to Tuskers. Not to Tuskers, to Mountaineers. Mountaineers are coached by Davey Houghton, the former, the country's first captain when we got our test status in 1992. And also the guy who holds the record for the highest... Is it good? What's the highest? It should be the highest ODI. No, I'll have to check on that and then plunk it somewhere. But he's coming to coach. The first match, they had problems. They lost. But the second match, they had intensity. I remember going for all 4 days of the match at Harare Sports Club. And you could see from one to the next that these guys are learning something that they're being taught, like just a different way of thinking. The intensity kept increasing. So they've got one win. The only unbeaten team is Tuskers, who have played two, but one match ended in a draw that was against Southern Rocks. They got their win this past game day against Rhinos, and Southern Rocks had a bye. So that's where we are in terms of the table. So Eagles are the top on 20, Tuskers are second on 15. Mountaineers, who by the way did not win a match last season along with Tuskers, are third on 10. Rhinos are on 10, and Southern Rocks, the champions, defending champions no less, are on 5. And let's look at the runs that have been made. There's been a lot of runs this season. We're going to just start off first of all with the highest scoring numbers. My run makers, Kudzai Mahunze, is on 296, as he had a high score of 183 which is the highest of any player this season. Second is Takuzanashi Kaitano with 281 with a high score of 105. Tanunura Makoni, who is the son of the MD of Zimbabwe cricket, he's got a higher score of 129, and in four innings he's got 255, averaging 63.75. Kaitano averages 46.83 and Mounze 59.20. Wesley Madebere is in there, got his first century, 111. He played three matches though, and that's five innings, and he's on 242 runs in total. And to round off what is a top five, Prisma Shaore is 227 and has got a high score of 97, averaging 37.83. The highest score, as I said, of the season is Kuzai Maunze so far, is 183 in terms of individual innings score. Followed by Richmond Tumbamu with 156, Tanunu Ramakoni, what's his debut, 100-129. Donald Tripano, his match-winning performance for Mountaineers in the win against Eagles of 116, Wesley Madebere with 111, and Takuzanashi Kaitano with 105, and Roy Kaya with an unbeaten 103. There are a gang of 50s. There's a lot of competition this season. And that's why I alluded to that guys are actually going to perform this season, because this season we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hundreds, right? But this is in 6 matches. Last year, in 10 matches, we had 400s. So there is a much bigger hunger and better performance. Hundreds were hard to come by in the domestic league. Looking at the wicket takers side, it also has been rather impressive. The highest wicket taker at the moment is Brendan Mavuta from Rhinos with 18, followed by Wellington Masakaz of Mountaineers with 16. Tanaka Chivangas then shares the next spot with Ernest Masugu of Tuskers. Chivanga is from Eagles and they're on 12 each. Ainsley Lovewent and Mufudza are on 11 each. They're the ones that follow. After that, we get into single figures. There are a gang of people who are getting 5-4s. So for example, there are 7 5-4s in this. Is it 7? 1. 2, did I count this? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 8 5-4s. The most impressive being 6-for-38 by Tanaka Chivanga, followed by Wellington Masakaza with 6-for-41. In their win against Eagles. So there is a lot more in terms of performance this season. The good thing also, I will say, is we are going to have a season that is going to be longish. It's going all the way until April next year, early April. And what that means is that we, especially I love the thing that we come up with the Northerns and Southerns. And when you get to the season, and you've got, it's almost like an all-star game, right? And I think if you get to the end of the season and you're not in that all-star match, you kind of know if you're going to be in an up for the reckoning for the winter matches for the national team. Speaking of the national team, Afghanistan are scheduled to come to Zimbabwe next month. So that's exciting for the men's. But before that, I must also add that it's cool that we're going to have cricket still being played throughout the international matches that will come, whether it's the women's matches or the men's matches. So there will be domestic cricket still being played, which is pretty awesome thing. And speaking of women's cricket, Zimbabwe is hosting the ODI World Cup Global Qualifier in November this year, November going up to the 5th of December. There are 9 teams that are coming to Zimbabwe, and they're all taking part, and the top, and the 9 teams that are coming, Bangladesh, Ireland, Netherlands, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Sri Lanka, Thailand, United States, and the West Indies, and of course Zimbabwe. And there are two groups that are taking place, Zimbabwe and the same group as the United States, Thailand, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. So the top 3 teams from the qualifier will progress to the 2022 Women's Cricket World Cup in New Zealand. That's the top 3 teams in the Super 6. Originally, the qualifier was scheduled to take place in Sri Lanka from 3 to 19 July 2020. and it was then given to Zimbabwe to host in August 2021, that it would be played in Zimbabwe. So it kept on being postponed, but yeah, Zimbabwe stepped in and they will be able to host it. So it's going to be a difficult one for Zimbabwe, because they only recently started playing a lot more 50 over matches. They've been playing a lot of 20 over matches. So for Zimbabwe, it's going to be a difficult one. It's a difficult one, especially with the powerful West Indies coming in. I think the favourites for this tournament will be West Indies. Put Thailand in there because they played very well against Zimbabwe. I'm going to put Ireland in as well, is because they played against Zimbabwe. Pakistan, yeah, they're going to be a very interesting team to watch. And then throw in Sri Lanka in there. So it's going to be a difficult game for the tournament for Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe in the same group with the United States, Thailand, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Yeah, so those matches, as I said, are taking place across four venues in Harare from 21 November to 5 December 2021. What I can tell you is that before that, there is a match against Bangladesh, three matches. The ladies are having three matches against Bangladesh in Bulawayo. And these matches are part of preparations. And Bangladesh, of course, also won preparations for this tournament. And what Zimbabwe will be playing with a crowd for the first time in years, since 2019, no less. The women's team is going to be playing in front of a crowd. And so there is a crowd of 1,000 people who will be allowed to get into the matches. I don't know how they're picking them at the moment. I haven't got up. As soon as I get those information, I'll maybe do another podcast in a couple of days. But yeah, if you're in Bulawayo, I think there's Queen Sports Club. You can go and check out the match between Zimbabwe and Bangladesh. As in the 50 over matches, there are three of them. As for the qualifier itself, not sure if there are going to be any fans allowed. This is in spite of the fact that the Sports and Recreation Commission in Zimbabwe said that grounds could get fans of up to 30% capacity. They just announced this on the 1st of November. So sports events can have up to 30% capacity. I'm not sure what implications that has, because it's not just Zimbabwe saying that they would just have people coming in. It also has wider implications that international level and all that other stuff. Yeah, so in the next episode, I'm sure I'll have a couple of voice notes and so forth. I'll have probably some words from the captain of the women's team. Also get some words from a couple of other people. Also, like, say, if you have any things that you'd like me to get any information on, Larry@3-mob.com, on Twitter at Quidirai, he's got a YI at the end. And of course, any other platform, just look for me and just have a chat. There'll be a lot of features. I'm going to be having a very interesting feature called How's That? Where there's an appeal or something. So it's good. Whenever we tackle something that's a bit controversial, I'm going to have some exciting sessions with it, but I just wanted to get it started and get it going so that we can start the conversation around cricket in Zimbabwe. Some other things that maybe some people might not know. Yeah, Dion Myers has gone to school. He's now going to be in university studying something. His father told me what it was. Can't remember. But there was no chance of him playing for Zimbabwe. Just to be clear, there was just no chance. Instead of going to school, he will be available to play representative cricket for Zimbabwe, though. Whenever there's off season, that side. But he is hoping that he develops at university, because they're in the United Kingdom. They have a good university structure and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I know it's a topic that's been doing the rounds across social media. What do you think of the topics that we talked about here? What do you think about the issue with Rajput? Do you agree with him getting a new contract? His numbers are not great and don't make for great reading, but I gave the mitigation. Also, funny thing that the coach of Zimbabwe does, Zimbabwe women does, walking around the pitch. What is that? It's funny. But I'm told it's his exercise routine, but it just looks weird. But anyway, yeah, he walks around the ground for like 50 overs while the girls are fielding. It's his thing. I'm not even mad. I probably would do the same if I was that anxious. But Yeah, see you in a couple of days for another episode of the Clubhouse N podcast. As I said, get in touch with me, larry@3-mob.com. That's larry@3mob.com, 3-mob.com. On Twitter, @QueryRai. On Instagram, LarryQueryRai. Just look for me and let's have a chat. Let's see what's going on. Let's get this going. If you have any, if you want to get in touch to contribute to the program, if you've got some ideas, if you want to send in audio clips, whatever, yeah, so shout out to me on any platform and make it happen if you want your voice to be heard. This is going to be a place where we're going to knock heads at times, not necessarily going to agree on things about cricket, but ultimately we want as much of discussions around cricket to take place. And finally, also to get our game out there, platforms and so forth, they're not giving us as much coverage as they do other countries, so we want to take control of the story of cricket in Zimbabwe. Let's make it fun from the Clubhouse End podcast. My name is Larry Peter. I see you in the CS events. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.